work in the chartering business. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
What we do is we provide transportation for any type of movement, ground transportation there is needed.
Who are some of your ideal customers?
We do a lot of colleges and universities. We also do a lot with the airport as far as black car services.
Sometimes stops are quite interesting when you pull into a business location or for food or something like that, and people are not prepared for an entire bus of people.
Some of the people be like, no, you're not going to do this to us, you know.
And how large is your fleet?
We have over 50 to 60 vehicles, and that's from small.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy, but it only takes 2 seconds and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now, I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Cozort with Wisdom Integrators, and we're here today with Willie Alexander, and you all work in the chartering business. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Yes, sir. Thank you. What we do is we provide transportation for any type of movement, ground transportation there is needed, from black car services to 56 passenger coach buses. Wherever you go, we go.
All right. So it's J&T Charters, right?
Yes, sir.
And so as you look at your business, what are some of the things that are your ideal customers? Who are some of your ideal customers?
We do a lot of colleges and universities, so far as Grambling State University, mm-hmm. Athletics Department. We also work with Philander Smith College, which is in Little Rock. And some areas around the Memphis and South Haven area where we do participate for travel. We also do a lot with the airport as far as black car services, mm-hmm. as far as transporting people from the airport to hotels and individuals. Sometimes individuals will call and wanted to know, you know, hey, how much you're charging me to do this or do that? And, you know, we go from there.
And so a lot of times it may be a short distance, but it also could be a larger group going a longer distance for a trip or for some outing like that.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it may be, you know, we get a call for a small vehicle that's mm-hmm. going to go for 20 miles, or we'll get a call for maybe 4 coaches that are going from Memphis to Kentucky, mm-hmm. you know, so we try to prepare and be ready to go at all times.
With your services, do you just have a Memphis South Haven location, or do you have regional locations as well?
We do have several regional locations. We have a satellite location, which is in Greenville, Mississippi. Also, we have another location that's in Arcadia, Louisiana, and another location that's in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit about the business. Where did it start? How did it come to be?
It started with the owner as Jason Richardson started out. He actually started out as with the limo side.
Okay.
And then through a vision of his father, Leotris Hawkins, he inspired him to try to do the charter bus thing. Mm-hmm. So he went ahead and tried that, and he liked it, and he saw, you know, the potentials that it had and moved forward with that. And he's been blooming ever since.
All right. So why would, you know, if you're thinking about how someone who's not familiar with charters or never has used a charter before, how would they decide whether or not it'd be a good fit for them?
Well, what you do is you can call our office at 870-639-8000 and ask for a quote. They will walk you through. Our sales team will definitely take the time to walk you through from the front to the end. What I'm saying, that includes your transportation, your hotel, and wherever you're going. Mm-hmm. If you decide that you want to go to Florida for a few days and you don't have a clue what to do, our sales team will walk you through to say, hey, we can put you in this hotel at this price, and we have a package deal for you, mm-hmm. that's for you to go around and, you know, do the amusement parks or whatever.
Sure.
So we work hard to make sure that our customers are happy and satisfied.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
When you look at some of the businesses that work with you and some of the entities that work with you, is it both social organizations like churches that also utilize charter buses in a large degree?
Yeah, we do a lot of churches. We do a lot of social clubs, you know, schools, sporting teams, you know, just a little bit of everything.
Right.
Whatever requires ground transportation, we do it.
All right. Now, one of the conveniences, of course, of utilizing a charter is the availability to take the things that need to go. I'm sure with bands and things like that, it's not just the people. Explain a little bit to me about how that works and what are some of the accommodations that you all can make, you know, allotment for when it comes to the stuff that has to go.
Yeah, we do. Our coaches are equipped with what we call undercarriage compartments. And what we do, just say, for instance, a band or something like that, their most of their instruments and things are already enclosed in mm-hmm. cases. And we're able to accommodate them by putting them under the coach and uniformly assemble. Mm-hmm. And then that helps with the room on the coach.
Absolutely.
So it works out real well.
What are some interesting stories that have transpired from your time working with charters?
Oh, wow. There are many. Sometimes you have a large charter group and, you know, you have a person that's in charge and they say, well, we're ready to go. And then you start to leave and then there's two or three people running alongside you saying, hey, stop, you know, stuff like that, that happens. But that's about, you know, the most you get about
sure.
Try
sure.
not to leave nobody.
Right. I imagine sometimes stops are quite interesting when you pull into a business location or for food or something like that, people are not prepared for an entire bus
they
of people.
Panic. Some of the people be like, no, you're not going to do this to us, you know. And it'd be funny sometimes, you know, right. You pull in and everybody, you can see the people in the place like, oh no, please, no. But, you know.
We didn't want to work that hard today.
Not that hard.
are there some good planning tips for people who are thinking about putting a group together to go on a trip?
I would suggest that as soon as you get, you know, it's set up to where you decide that you want to do a trip. If you don't know how to set it up and you want to do a family trip, then just, you know, give us a call or go to our website, www.jtcharters.net. And that part will get you to book a bus. But if you're trying to, you know, set up a whole trip mm-hmm. and you don't really know, then our sales team will be more than happy to assist you with that. From chartering the bus to booking the hotel to setting up you things to do while right. you are where you are.
Right. Now, do you find that sometimes families, that you know, you've got multiple family units, use a charter as opposed to having the stress of, you know, some of the family members driving, carpooling, a lot of different vehicles, all of those type of things?
We've had some first-time families to use the charter bus. And they were just very impressed with the services because they kept everybody together mm-hmm. and they didn't have to worry about, okay, can she drive this far? He can drive that far. Just, right. You know, we just all come together, get on the bus and we go.
With some of the places that you all have gone, where do you see especially individuals in a community utilizing that service again and again and again?
Mostly like museums or theme parks or water parks. We get a lot of families gatherings in like the summertime. They'll, you know, want to go to parks and theme parks and stuff like that.
Sure. Now, for your work with schools especially, like what are some of the keys for schools to understand about charters?
Is that they're not school buses, but most of the rules do apply the same as far as riding on a charter bus. But and with the charter bus, there are more amenities that they have as far as like satellite TV, Wi-Fi, plug your phone up. So it's almost like a classroom on wheels, you know.
Right.
And we've had some that teachers have taught their whole lesson while on the charter bus.
Got it.
You know, and gave a quiz, you know, with the students on the bus.
Sure.
So, you know, we try to accommodate the schools as if they are at school.
Got it.
You know.
Got it. As opposed to a day where, you know, half the day is kind of lost just did the travel.
Right.
Well, that's great. What are some of the, maybe technology, maybe other things, but what are some of the things that you think that you all have to offer that kind of stand out?
Well, we have, if you are looking for the different size of vehicles, you know, it stands out that we are able to accommodate you with only 10 people. Or 56 people.
Got it.
You know, so we get calls all the time where they say, well, we don't need a big bus. We only have 19 people. Well, I have a 25 passenger.
Right.
So, oh, well, that'll work. You know, so it helps by being able to accommodate them all the way to their needs.
Right.
Instead of, you know, well, I only have a 56 passenger, but you only have 20 people.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So it helps a lot when you're able to accommodate them to their direct need.
Sure. And how large is your fleet?
Oh, wow.
In round numbers.
We have over 50 to 60 vehicles. And that's from small 14 passengers all the way up to 56 passengers.
Got it. Got
so,
it.
You know, whatever you need, we can accommodate.
That's great. So tell me a little bit about some of the things that you all have been able to do and how the South Haven Chamber has affected your business.
Oh, the South Haven Chamber has helped a whole lot as far as business. We were just involved in the Chick-fil-A trick-or-treat at Landers, which this is our second year doing, and it has really boosted the services up here for us.
Sure.
You know, with us being there, people was like, oh, wow, I didn't know this. I didn't know that. And we're like, I've seen those buses, but I didn't know what was what, you know. So we've gotten a lot of business from just doing that and with this chamber assistance.
Sure. When you think about the business and where you're at in the business, what are some of the things you're looking forward to in the rest of this year and next year in 2026?
Just looking for business to constantly grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just that's the key. Keep the wheels turning.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things I don't guess I actually asked you, what is your role in the business?
I am the director of operations. So
okay.
I handle the whole operation.
And, you know, I'm sure some of the questions that people ask is, how does insurance work? Or what happens if there's an accident? Or, you know, are your drivers safe? Tell me a little bit about some of the questions people
you
ask.
You get some questions be like, well, is your insurance up to date? Or does the driver, and some of the drivers have, you know, come back and said, I pull up to pick up the people, and the lady asked me, have you been to sleep long enough? Are you good to go? Have you eaten or something like that? So, you know, they get some kind of crazy questions that, you know, they don't get offended by directly, but it's funny to them that they, you know, would be asked that, you know, then some of them, you know, well, you know, are you insured? Is it enough for me? Or, you know, just different things like that. But overall, you know, after they kind of get comfortable and the drivers are very great with them.
Right.
they make them comfortable and kind of, you know, mellow them out a little bit, and then they're fine with the trip, you know.
What are some of the destinations that you find people going to quite often? I'm sure there's some Florida trips and things like that. What's the furthest trip that you all have carried people on?
Well, the farthest we have carried was Washington, D.C.
Okay.
We went that farthest north. We went, and Florida was like a second home at one time.
Absolutely.
You just, you know, everybody has to go to Florida.
That's right.
Yep.
My policy is stay out of Florida. So as you think about some of the things that are coming for you all in 2026, where are your plans? Do you have any plans to grow or expand into new regions, new areas, or do you feel like you're kind of happy with the size you are, just growing the saturation visibility in those regions?
Well, both, to give or take. We're always looking to expand into different regions to see, you know, how the market plays in those areas. But we are kind of great where we at. We're saturated actually with business, but we're looking to expand to different regions and just try to see how the market works for us.
So for you personally, what got you into the ground transportation world?
Oh, man. There was during the time that there was a shortage of, I started driving school bus. There was a shortage for school bus. And then I decided that let me try I had a few friends of mine that were driving coach buses. And I was like, well, let me try this, you know, and see, you know, if this is something I like. And so I did it a few times and it was interesting. And, you know, I'm one that likes to grow. So I kind of put forth the effort to show that I could do more than drive a bus and show, you know, that I could move forward and move up the ladder to help as far as with administration.
And so how many years have you been with J&T?
J&T Charters, I've been with them 5 years.
That's great. That's great. Well, tell me just a little bit more about the business itself. How long has it been in existence, and what are some of the things that maybe consumers or even businesses that are trying to decide between your all service and another one, what might they need to know?
Well, they've been around almost 10 years now, and the thing is that we're very competitive. We will match prices. If it's a legit quote and we are a little bit more and you have a legit quote to say, well, I really want to use your company, but this company is telling me that I can do it for this, we'll work with it and make it happen.
So you like not only customer service, but on the road, but also off the road and working with people. That's great. Well, it's been a pleasure getting a chance to sit down with you, and we hope that you've enjoyed another opportunity to learn more about the businesses that are here in South Haven. Before we close, any last comments or thoughts for the viewers?
Just to sure to go online to www.jtcharters.net. Or call our home office at 870-639-8000. Book your trips. Let's do it the J way.
All right. Well, we're so glad that you were able to join us. We're glad you were able to stop in and watch another episode of South Haven Business Beat. And it sounds like you and some friends might need to be traveling soon.
Oh, yeah.
This is Aaron Cosworth, and thank you for watching South Haven Business Beat. Have a great day.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.